Italele Supreme Court esabelene sePennsylvania lithi umongameli Donald Trump labanye bakhe behlulekile ukuveza ubuqili elithi benziwa libandla lamademocrats kukhetho olusanda kwenziwa endaweni le lapho umnumzana Joseph Biden anqobe khona uTrump ngamavoti afika phose inkulungwane ezilikhulu 80,000. Abahluli bedaleleli bavumelene izolo ukuthi akulalutho kudaba oluphanyuke nguTrump lebandla lama-Republicans elokuthi kulahlwe amavoti afika izigidi ezimbili 2 million abantu abavota ngeposo ikakhulu abakubandla lama-Democrats. Ibandla lama-Republicans beselimise okwesikhatshana ukuba kuqhubekele phambili ukulungiselela ukukhetha abantu abaziwa ngokuthi ngama-electors abaza kuya eWashington DC uyakhetha umongameli okusemthethweni. UTrump usezame ukuguqula impumela yokhetho lolu ezabelweni ezishiyeneyo esithi ama-Democrats aqila kukhetho lolu. Kodwa imithethwandaba endaweni eziningi ithi akulalutho olutshengisa ukuthi ukhetho lolu lwaphekwaphekwa libadlaleli. Ababukele okwenzakalayo bathi uTrump ubecabanga ukuthi uzathola elinye ithuba lokuba abuse kwele Melika kodwa ukhe phansi ngoba abantu abaningi basola indlela abuse ngayo kusukela ngomnyaka ka-2016. Umnumzana Busani Mbusontini odabuka eZimbabwe ohlala eNew York uthi uBiden uselungiselela ukungena esikhundleni loba uTrump edonsela muva.
I-democracy sisebenza indlela okumele isebenza ngakho, akusekho lelo okunye angakwenza ngoba usevumile ukuthi hayi uyavuma ukuthi i-transition iqhubekele phambili. Sizabona ukuthi abantu bakhe aba-current abasebenza ese-White House sebezasebenza labantu be-transition ka-president-elect uBiden. So akusekho vele asengakwenza. Okunye kanti sengxa usekhona ukuvala abantu amehlo ebesenza izinto ezingalunganga ngendlela. Ngathi singabona into abele akuzaconcentrate ngayo amaviki abuyayo.
Uthi kusobala ukuba uBiden uthole amavoti amaningi elizweni lonke jikelele, njalo lama-electoral votes adlula okumele umuntu awazuze nxa ezangena esikhundleni sikamongameli.
Umuntu kumele nxa ukuthi ewine, kuzamele awine i-popular vote kumbe lose i-popular vote, kodwa as long ethole i-270 electoral votes. So ungakhangela laphana uHillary Clinton wawina i-popular vote kodwa waluza lokho kuthiwa i-electoral vote, ama-representation la esikhuluma ngawo. So lo nyaka I think is the first time in a long time ukuthi wakhona umuntu awine i-popular vote njalo awine i-electoral vote. So uBiden uwine kokubili kodwa siyabona uTrump yena ukuthi hayi kwakula ma-fraud laphana.
Umnumzana Peter Ngwenya laye uthi okwenzakala eMelika kuveza ukuba imithetho isebenza ngemfanelo.
Into enhle ne-America nje i-democracy iyasebenza. Akukhetheleki ukuthi kude umbani obusayo. Umbani obusayo abakhaleli umuntu, bakhalela nje ukuthi nawe usebenze. Kusho ukuthi kungumsebenzi lapha, kunikeza umsebenzi. Constitution yawo inhle kabi. Siyayibongela ngathi ingagcwala nje amazonke.
Umnumzana Believe Gawule okubandlale ezanu PF uthi okwehlele uTrump akufani lalokho okwehlela owayengumongameli uRobert Mugabe ngokhetho olwenziwa ngomnyaka ka-2008 lapho anqotshwa nguMorgan Tsvangirai owayekhokela ibandla le-MTCT.
Olwe-America uBiden uwinile nje okusegcekeni kodwa lwana uTrump uthi hayi ukhetho luqitshelezelwe. Yiko umehluko khona omuntu nowinileyo okusegcekeni njengo popular vote electoral vote yonke uBiden ube winile, unlike laphana contestant lo Mrs. Clinton lapho owawina khona uClinton popular vote wase dliwa ku electoral college yama vote electoral college. So umehluko ukhona laphana Mugabe waye wakungela wina lapha, iwina ayingekho. Kathesi kuyachiyana kuze ne-America le kulaphala kwakungalawina, yile qiniso likhona lelo.
Okwamanje uTrump ukhangelelwe ukuba uzakhankasa eGeorgia lapho kulabantu abancintisana kukhetho lokudinga amalunga edale le-Senate. Ucele ukuba kubalwe kutsha amavoti esabelweni lesi anqotshwe khona nguBiden. Indawo le ibisile minyaka eminingi ibanjwe libandla lama-Republicans.